I'm Glenn Robinson with Baylor Scott & White Health, and this is Business of Healthcare. There is a myth that poor people eat more fast food than the wealthy. Not true. It's not about cost, it's about time. The percentage of adults who eat fast food rises with increasing income. More than one-third of U.S. adults consume fast food on a given day, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. In a 2017 study, researchers found that the more hours a person worked, the more likely they were to eat fast food. People ages 20 through 39 were the most likely to eat fast food regularly, with nearly half eating fast food on a given day between 2013 and 2016, compared with only a quarter of adults 60 and older. People in their 20s and 30s also comprise the largest share of the U.S. labor force, and they are the age group that is having children. Unfortunately, that is setting them and their kids up for a lifetime of unhealthy eating habits. Fast food is typically high in trans fat, saturated fat, sodium, and calories. But that doesn't mean that you have to avoid fast food entirely. Just be smart about ordering. Try to keep your meal to 500 calories or less. Most fast food restaurant chains post nutritional information online and at the location, so take advantage. Choose foods lower in fat and higher in protein and fiber. Look for items with more good stuff, such as fiber, whole grains, and high-quality protein. Pick options that are relatively low in saturated fats and avoid items that contain trans fats. And don't be afraid to special order. Ask to hold the sauce or dressing or serve it on the side. Just because a meal is fast doesn't mean it has to be unhealthy. This report and other episodes are available at kwbu.org. Business of Healthcare is a production of KWBU and Baylor Scott & White Health.